Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump floated a plan for Palestinians to head to Arab neighbors to clear out Gaza. The BBC's Mike Thompson.
Perhaps most fundamentally, for so many Palestinians, all this will bring back very dark memories of the mass displacement which followed the creation of Israel in 1948.
There's defense of President Trump's firing of independent federal inspectors general Friday from South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
He wants to put people in place, including inspector generals, that can implement his agenda.
He spoke on CNN. There is excitement in Philadelphia for the NFC Championship game this afternoon against the Washington Commanders.
And I just look, and it's green everywhere, and I love it. I love it.
I'm here for the energy. I'm here for the people. I'm here for the birds.
Kickoff is 3 p.m. Eastern Time. The AFC game is next at 6:30 with the Bills taking on the Chiefs. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With new McValue at McDonald's, the choice is yours. And the choice with McValue is always more. Like free 3 months of Pandora Premium. Tap now or go to Pandora.com/McValue to claim your free 3 months of access to Pandora Premium. And after, treat yourself to a buy one, add one for $1 deal with McValue. Or make it a meal with the $5 meal deal. Because with McValue, you always get more than you expect. Terms and conditions apply.
The music of the stars. Off we go to our final hour for this morning, with more to come and more to come next month. Julie London, Pete King and the orchestra.
February brings the rain, breaks the winter's icy chain. That's a song I learned so long ago. I dream one day those words I heard that yesterday would ever strike so very close to home. We drank champagne the brand new year, so certain that the world was yours and mine. But January's gone and February's here am I without a Valentine.
I'm meteorologist Roddy Price. A sunny sky today, west winds and highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, upper teens with mostly clear skies. That west breeze continues. On Monday, mostly sunny skies. Southwest winds will gust over 35, highs in the lower 40s. It's 15 at our studios.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m., across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
How could you go, my love, without a thought of what I'm going through? How can I forget I still love you so? It echoes each time that I hear the sound of rain in my heart from the tears that I hide. Though it tears me apart, I still keep them inside. But I can't escape from the sound.
I can feel it. soon it's gonna rain. I can't tell. Soon it's gonna rain. And what am I gonna do? Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. And I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way.
Mel Torme, Buddy Rich.
Hello there, good old friend of mine. You've been reaching for yourself for such a long, long time. There's so much to say, no need to explain. Just an open door for you to come in from the rain. It's a long road when you're on your own, and someone like you will always choose the long way home. There's no right or wrong, I'm not here to blame. I just wanna be the one to keep you from the rain, from the rain. It looks like sunny skies. Now that I know you're all right, and time has left us older and wiser, I know I. It's good to know my best friend has come home again. 'Cause I think of us like an old cliche, but it doesn't matter 'cause I love you anyway. Coming from the older and wiser.
Gourmet. Acquainted with the Night by Robert Frost. I have been one acquainted with the night. I have walked out in rain and back in rain. I have outwalked the furthest city light. I have looked down the saddest city lane. I have passed by the watchman on his beat and dropped my eyes, unwilling to explain. I have stood still and stopped the sound of feet. When far away an interrupted cry came over houses from another street, but not to call me back or say goodbye, and further still at an unearthly height, O luminary clock against the sky, proclaimed the time was neither wrong nor right. I have been one acquainted with the night.
I can just about get through the day, but the night makes me nervous. Not for any reason, except maybe that it catches you unaware and follows you the way a woman follows when she wants something. I've been in every kind of night, so I shouldn't be afraid of darkness. But for some reason, the night makes me nervous.
Sinatra, in the words of Rod McKuen. Steve Lawrence.
The endless night brings no sleep to me. When I close my eyes, there is much I see. I see my love young and pure and fair, with a ribbon of gold in her hair. in a schoolboy world, in a barefoot land. Far away, that was far away, where we walked side by side, hand in hand. I see my love, young and pure and fair, with a ribbon of gold in her hair. Memories of a time so bright keep me sleepless this dark, endless night.
And Clint Eastwood from Paint Your Wagon. The music of the star.
Still see Elisa, she keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa, and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Heart was made of holidays, her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on. Since I saw Lisa, the shadows are falling, and winter is calling above. But I still see Elisa. Whenever I dream of love,
Shore. From Come to the Stable.
Through a long and sleepless night, I whispered your name. Through a long and sleepless night, who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too. As I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. Would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I'll beg my heart. heart to weakness all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
Oh, how I wish,
my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I'll beg my heart to weep less all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
Oh, night, oh, night, oh, night so long.
All through a long and sleepless night.
As we leave January behind, just a note on what's coming. For February, I've got Gordon Jenkins' classic, The Letter, with Judy Garland, Ralph Brewster, John Ireland. It was a showcase. Perfect for St. Valentine's month. It's The Letter. Now, when the recording was completed, the entire orchestra, Gordon Jenkins' chorus, stood and applauded. It was that great. That's coming in February. And a birthday celebration for Peggy King, who's nearing 100. And the music of the stars. Here's Earl Wrightson.
I still see Elisa. She keeps on returning, as breathless and young as ever. I still hear Elisa and still feel a yearning to hold her against me again. Her smile was made of dawn, her laughter was an April song that echoes on and on.
Since I saw Elisa, the shadows are falling and winter is calling above. But I still see Elisa.
Thank you.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. At civicmedia.us, this program is podcast over and over. Enjoy civicmedia.us. Good morning, our Civic Media radio stations. Eau Claire, WCFW, 93.5. Madison, WMDX, 1580 and 92.7. Good morning, Park Falls, WCQM at 98.3. And all our affiliates, join us every Sunday.
The radio show, go ahead.
Dad.
I want to hear it. Go ahead, tell him. Christmas Eve, he phones in one of those radio call-in shows, tells them, I need a new wife.
Oh, you're kidding. That's so sweet.
Now he's obsessed with this one woman who wrote me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she wants to meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it? Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's, crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but oh, it's so amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs. And
well, you all right?
She's fine.
And suddenly he goes, oh, I sold the painting. And he like goes to the bedroom and he looks and he comes out and he looks at her and he kind of just, they know, and then they hug and it's, oh God.
That's a chick's move.
I would say so.
What kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
Oh, I got hundreds of letters from my men all over the country.
I didn't think I could ever part with it, but well, there's no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Kobe told me a young woman came into the gallery and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Kobe to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was, anyway, I told him to give it to her. Kobe said she wanted it so badly, and so I don't want to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart. Why didn't you tell me? If it had to happen to one of us, why did it have to be you?
Oh.
first thing that we'll rejoice in remembering. Our love was born with our first embrace, and a page was torn out of time and space. Our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So tell
of the stars, Vic Damone. That was written by Leo McCarey, the director of An Affair to Remember. Here's Judy.
Here we are, two very bewildered people. Here we are, two babes that are lost in the wood. We're not quite certain what has happened to us, this lovely thing that's so marvelous. But right from here, the future looks awfully good. Our love affair was meant to be. It's me for you, dear, and you for me. We'll fuss and quarrel and tears start to brew, but after the tears, our love will smile through. I'm sure that I could never hide the thrill I get when you're by my side. And when we're older, we'll proudly declare, wasn't ours a lovely love affair? When you're by my side, and when we're older, we'll proudly declare, and ours a lovely
The Music of the Stars. Join us every Sunday all over the world at civicmedia.us. The Civic Media Radio Network. Norman Luboff of Chicago and the Four Lads of Toronto, Canada. Some thoughts on the topic, on the music of the stars.
Love is a many splendid thing. It's the in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living, the golden crown that makes a man a king. Still, then your fingers touch. touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendored thing.
Of the stars.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. When people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away.
I wish we had some more hours, but we will have, Lord willing, next week. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, all the way to high noon. across the world, too, at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Ergani. Keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
The music of the stars.
Is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Vice President J.D. Vance is touting President Trump's first week in office. Brushing aside criticism, he's not doing enough to fight inflation as he focuses on immigration.
J.D. Vance says the president is focusing on reducing energy and food costs.
How does bacon get to the grocery store? It comes on trucks that are fueled by diesel fuel. If the diesel's way too expensive, the bacon's going to become more expensive. How do we grow the bacon? Our farmers need energy to produce it. So if we lower energy prices, we are going to see lower prices for consumers.
Saturday, the vice president cast the tie-breaking vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as defense secretary.
Pete is a disruptor, and a lot of people don't like that disruption, but Margaret, that disruption is incredibly necessary.
Vance spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
And on the topic of immigration, hundreds of undocumented migrants were arrested and flown out of the U.S. last